Heavenly Father, may these words I speak be true to your living word. Open our ears to hear, open our hearts to receive, and open our minds to understand. Amen. Please be seated. For Jesus to ascend, there must first be a descending. Jesus did just that. He descended to earth as one with the Father, this being at the time of his birth. Luke has only given a brief account of the ascension event, and we are left to draw our own interpretation. This is dealt with in greater detail and greater depth in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, which we'll come to later in my talk. What we can be clear about is that this is the moment of Jesus' final earthly act. This was not a sad occasion for the disciples, but a joyous one. To attempt to work out the descending and ascending, I find it helpful to imagine two circles. Imagine two circles with one position so that it overlaps the other. One circle is earth, the other is the heavenly realm. And in the overlap is where we find Jesus. We aim to reside in the overlap with Jesus working to further God's kingdom and bring our lives more in tune to his teachings as our image grows closer to his. This is what Christianity is all about. Before we continue with the overlap, let me take us back to our passage and to Jesus and the disciples. In verse 44 of our gospel reading today, it states, Jesus said, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Everything Jesus has said would take place has. Jesus knew the time to wait, the time to act, and the time to explain. Jesus never stopped encouraging the disciples to understand the purpose and meaning of his life so that the disciples could understand how his coming, what he had achieved, all that he had suffered, his being raised from death, was all foretold in the scriptures. Ever the teacher, he continued to teach the disciples what they needed to understand to further God's kingdom on earth. Jesus persevered in his teaching. As we need to persevere, faith is a lifelong learning. When a story sounds outrageous or impossible, it's either easier to believe when we have witnessed the event for ourselves. We are familiar with a witness for a court case and even a wedding ceremony. There are plenty more elaborate and occasionally exciting examples of witnessing things. Perhaps none more than in our reading today. Today we are brought Jesus ascending to heaven with his disciples as witness. Witnesses tell of Jesus' death on the cross, but there are no witnesses to his rising 3 days later. After this event, which we know as the resurrection, we are provided with stories of Jesus' appearances to his disciples and significant others. These appearances occur between the resurrection and the ascension. Little did the disciples know that they were about to witness Jesus' final act. In verse 50, Jesus led the disciples to the vicinity of Bethany, a village on the Mount of Olives. The significance of Bethany can be found in John's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 1 to 45, where Jesus raised Lazarus from his death. Though this is regarded as a revival rather than a resurrection. Back to the ascension. Jesus, with his hands lifted, as he was blessing the disciples, and an extraordinary event took place. As Jesus was blessing them, he was taken up. One of the allocated passages for today is the reading from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Where Luke told Theophilus of how Jesus showed himself to the disciples. He gave them proof that he was risen and of skin and bones. and he ate with them. Luke repeats in both our gospel reading today and the Acts passage that the disciples were to stay in Jerusalem until they had received the gift which was promised, and that they will be Jesus' witnesses to the ends of the earth, and that Jesus was taken up from their sight. These elements being repeated says to me how significant they were for both the disciples and us to grasp hold of. God is above all. He's transcendent. It means he exists outside of the created world. God's place of residence is often referred to as being up there. There are so many ways in which we refer to God as being up. If we look to our scriptures, we can often read or hear of people going up. The people went up to the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus went up to Jerusalem where he was put on trial. Jesus went up to Golgotha. Jesus was put up on a cross. Jesus was raised up from death. Jesus has ascended. He was taken up. While Jesus was taken up, he had his hands raised up in an act of blessing the disciples. It's no wonder that we often refer to heaven and God's residence as being up in heaven. As I have already mentioned, the disciples were witnesses to this act of Jesus being taken up. In our reading from Ephesians today, read for us by Tim, in thanksgiving, Paul says in verses 19 to 21, that God raised Jesus in his mighty strength and has seated him at his right hand, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion. Again, referring to heaven or heavenly realms as being above or up. Those who were present at the time of Jesus' ascension, his disciples, witnessed Jesus taken up into heaven. They witnessed it firsthand. And what a joyous occasion this was for them, and still is for us today. The gift of witnessing Jesus ascend, we know from Luke and from Acts, gave the disciples an overwhelming confidence in the promises of Jesus. The promise of eternal life, a life where Jesus has prepared a room for us for when we are called to glory. That gift of witness has enabled us to believe in this event which is beyond human understanding, and have enough experience to believe in the resurrection, eternal life. After witnessing such an awesome event, their reaction was to worship. What I understand to have been glorious and continuous worship as they left the vicinity of Bethany and headed to Jerusalem, where they worshipped in the temple. Where better to worship God in thanksgiving than to do so in the temple, the place where he was known to have been? In Revelation chapter 21, verse 22, it says, I did not see a temple, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. With this in mind, and understanding that Jesus has ascended, the place of worshipping God transitions to be the temple within us. We become the temple. We are the body of Christ. The gathering of the body becomes the larger temple, the collected worshippers, where together we worship God. If we now think back to our overlapping circles, we can imagine that Jesus has ascended from earth through the overlap to reside in heaven with God. The culmination of the work Jesus, our Saviour, completed whilst living in the descended space with us here on earth has enabled us to benefit from the results of that. Jesus is the overlap between heaven and earth. He is working continuously. It is through the Holy Spirit that Jesus is working in us, with us, and for us. As followers of Christ, we can reside in the overlap with Jesus when we behave as Jesus did, when we work through our days with Christ at the heart of all that we do, we are working in the overlap. So how do we witness Jesus? This work being undertaken is work God requires for us to be healed, and a work making us whole and preparing us to join him in heaven. The more we aim to walk with Christ at the forefront of our thoughts, words, and deeds, the greater the overlap will be where we reside with Jesus, and therefore closer to God and witness Jesus. It may help to think in terms of an eclipse, with the overlap increasing in the motion of the eclipse and reducing the gap between heaven and earth as it moves. When we keep on giving, when we keep on showing up and caring, when all that we receive in return is a response of, no, not for me, this is what we are doing in giving our life to follow Christ and to bring others to believe in the resurrection, the promise of life eternal. God has given so very much to demonstrate his love for humanity. The gift he gave in enabling us to be forgiven of all our sins has meant that we can now finally reside with God again. Through the scriptures and the work of Christ, we have been able to be restored, to be worthy. The first sin has been forgiven, as will our very last. Through the ascension, Jesus brings us to look heavenward, all humans, to the place God intended us to be all along. From the Old Testament scriptures, the fall and the challenges and journey through to the birth of Jesus, and now to the ascension of our Saviour, is the ability for us to be restored. All this, all that has been done and continues to be done, is so that we too can reside in eternal life with God. In the ascension, God has once again shown us his love and restored us to the place he created for us to reside in. As we look up, as we receive the blessing, as we hear God's word and the stories of what our Saviour achieved, let us walk in the knowledge of the promise of eternal life, recalling that we are the temple. We are able and can worship God. And in all that we do, let us keep on finding ways of telling of the resurrection hope we have in our Lord and Saviour, Jesus. Amen.